You know, the reason I wrote the book Solving Your Money Problems is I wanted people to break free from a poverty mindset. I wanted them to stop saying, I can't afford this. We'll never be able to do that. And I actually want to teach you along those lines today for the next few minutes out of my system, Solving Your Money Problems. One, I want you to begin every endeavor with the end in mind. In other words, if you think about the end of it at the beginning, you start picturing your preferred future and you're like, okay, I was going to go to the store today and I was going to buy those pants or I was going to buy those $100 tennis shoes. But you know what? I'm looking at the long range goal. I actually want to buy a house. I want to have the down payment on the house. So when you begin with the end in mind, it helps you stop thinking broke. In other words, you're saying, I can't afford this. I can't afford that. As soon as you say that, it limits the way you think. And if you limit the way you think, you limit the way you live. And I want you to start saying, even if you can't afford it, don't say, I can't afford it. Say, I don't want to spend my money on that right now. And it won't be too long till your mind starts thinking in blessing, not poverty, because many of you have thought broke for a very long time. I've actually seen people who are multimillionaires, believe it or not, who still think broke. I was with a guy not long ago, actually about a year ago, and we've developed a friendship quite deeply since then, but we were just kind of friendly at the moment, and he owned a restaurant. And one day, I went to the restaurant, and it's a fine restaurant, and he was eating hot dogs, and I said, why are you eating hot dogs? And he said, oh, there was a party in here a couple nights ago, and he said that we, you know, way overshot it, these people did, and we charged them for all the hot dogs, and then I realized, man, I don't want those hot dogs to go to waste, and I can save money, I can eat for free. This guy is a multi-millionaire, a Ferrari he has, a Rolls Royce he has, but still he's eating hot dogs. Something's wrong. Something was wired in there that is saying there's still some mess going on up at the top because he didn't want to eat the hot dog. He was done with hot dogs. He's eating a hot dog for 3 days in a row. And in a way, I've done that. I think you've done that. Have you? I want you to get away from the hot dog mentality and start thinking steak. Years ago, speaking of change the way you think to change the way you live. My dad was an evangelist, and we lived in a travel trailer, and he didn't have much money at all, and there was days that we didn't really eat. And I remember one day he said, we're going to pray over this food that we're about to eat. And there was no food there at all, but he would pray. It was me and my mom and my little brother, and he would pray over the food we're about to eat. And he said, God, I thank you that I bless this bologna in Jesus' name. And he would, believe it or not, as crazy as it sounds, he would make us pretend that we were eating. And I remember as a child sitting there thinking, hey, if we're pretending, why are we eating bologna? If we're pretending, it doesn't cost any more money to pretend to have a steak, right? But it was a poverty mindset. It was a lack mentality. And I want you to address this in your life, and I want you to start thinking overflow. I don't want you to think decrease, 2020 is a bad year. I want you to increase and say, you know what? I believe that this situation is about to turn around and I'm going to start making smarter decisions. And it's not going to be based on poverty. It's going to be based on abundance and blessing. Now, remember, in Solving Your Money Problems, I talk about it a lot, that you didn't get into the financial pressure overnight and you won't get out overnight, but you start making smarter, wiser decisions. The first thing we do is to eliminate debt is we add no new debts. How do you get out of debt? Add no new debts. In other words, we have to have plastic surgery, cut that credit card up. We've talked about it last week about calling up and saying, hey, we're going to negotiate the interest rate down with the credit card company, just because every dime that you save, you're getting closer to your goal. Vision. Remember the Bible said without a vision, people perish, right? So you need to have the vision of your preferred future out in front of you. There's nothing wrong with you wanting a Range Rover. There's nothing wrong with you wanting a two-story house with a pool. Whatever it is you want, get that vision and make that vision so big in your life that actually the vision for your preferred future outweighs the immediate gratification of buying a $200 pair of tennis shoes that aren't going to be worth hardly $50 at a resale shop the day you walk out of the store with it, right? So what you're doing is you're taking a snapshot of your future. Take a snapshot of your future and say, here's where I want to live. Here's where I want to be. And start dreaming about your preferred future. Because today dictates your tomorrow. What you think about today dictates your tomorrow. So the relationships that you forge, like you're like, man, I live in a bad neighborhood. I can't even afford to get out of this neighborhood. Well, you can get new friends. How do you do it? Through podcasts like this. You and I are friends right now. Come on, say amen to that. We're buddies, right? We're friends. I'm telling you what I know. And if you can learn what I know, you can live where I live. It's not based on your education. It's not based on your race. It's based on you communicating with yourself, saying, you know what? I'm going to change the way I think, and I'm not going for immediate gratification. I want to get rid of this poverty mentality. All right. Let's talk about the mindset being wrong, where it's like, I need more income. Now, I agree that you need more income, but the fact is, if you had less outgo or you controlled the outgo, your income wouldn't have to be greater for your life to be greater because you were controlling the outgo. In solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, right, I said you're the CFO of your life. You're the chief financial officer of your life. So you have to say, I want to feel good, but I don't need to feel good today by getting this endorphins released in my brain. Serotonin's going to hit my brain when I buy those tennis shoes or whatever it is that you do. Say, I'm going to feel good by looking and knowing that I'm paying the debt down because it's actually going to increase the odds of me living in my preferred future. Whatever that is, you got the big old, you know, maybe you put it on your refrigerator or put it on your bathroom mirror. And it's like, this is the house I want to live in. This is the car I want to drive. So now you're saying, hang on, I have to put some margin in my budget. If I want to live where nobody else lives, I've got to do what nobody else is doing. If it feels good, it's going to feel great later. See what I'm saying? We live on junk food. In our current situation financially in America, a lot of people are obese because they live on junk food. Well, people live on junk finance. They're financially obese because the culture says, hey, the new normal is broke. The new normal is the American dream doesn't exist anymore. Own a home. Who owns a home? Well, you need to, all right? So I want you to not be like all the other Americans, 70% of them, they live from paycheck to paycheck. 70% of all Americans live from paycheck to paycheck. I don't want you to do that. I want you to live from a mindset of abundance. But again, you have to start changing the way you think. And I know you're doing it because you're listening to this podcast right now. Okay. So I want you to look right now and say, I don't have to look rich to be rich. In fact, I found this out. A lot of people who look rich aren't rich. You'd be surprised. All the people that I've been on and been afforded to do some pretty cool things. And I remember one time in particular, I went into a car dealership with a guy with a pair of jeans on and kind of ratty looking tennis shoes, and nobody paid any attention to us. They didn't know that my friend was a billionaire. They didn't know that he had multiple yachts, that he had almost $1 billion in automobiles. They just thought he was some dude with no money. They didn't know. And they were paying attention to another guy that came in, and he had on Gucci shoes. He had a Louis Vuitton belt and a Burberry shirt. And they ran to him, but they didn't pay attention to my friend. That guy over there probably spent all his money on the Burberry and the Gucci. Come on, somebody. This guy didn't look rich, but he was rich. The other dude was fronting. He big hat, no cattle. That's what they say, right? Big hat, no cattle. So how do you get to that position in life? I wish I had massive wealth. Well, the way you get massive wealth is you start documenting and budgeting right now the wealth that you currently have. You say, wait a minute, I'm not going to try to just look rich. I want to be rich. And I want you not to just, when I say rich, not just rich in money, but rich in wisdom. Proverbs says this. It says that in one hand of wisdom is length of days, and another is riches and honor. So I want you to stop being ripped off by the current system. COVID's going to get you. 2020 is going to be a bad year. No. Your best days and blessed days are out ahead of you if you get the right mindset. There's a lot of people that are going to come out of COVID multimillionaires. In fact, I've told you stories here of people at our church that not just millionaires, multimillionaires in just 1 year of 2020. How can you do that? One God-inspired idea hits and goes viral, and it's all like Donkey Kong. What would have taken you 4 years or 20 years to do, you can do in a matter of moments because you're saying, wait a minute, I am controlling my financial future because one, check this out, I'm controlling my emotions. The emotional spending, the impulse buying, the losing money on bad purchases, that immediately changes you from everybody else in America to actually the few in America, that top 1%. That's what you're going for, right? All right. So here's an interesting factoid. The average person in America today is paying 14% a month on some of those credit cards. That is a crime. 14%. That's definitely 10% too much. And it's probably 14% too much because if your credit's good, you can get 0% interest right now. Because I don't know if you heard the golden rule, but he who has the gold makes the rules. So when you save and you begin to pay down those credit cards, you stop going for the emotional impulse buy. What you do is you start realizing that you're actually making progress in the right direction, and now you're not even embarrassed coming up to an event in the car that you would be embarrassed of. Let me make this clear. I have a friend, and that's what I started thinking about. I have a friend that's a multimillionaire, and he drives a really junky car. But he knows he's a multimillionaire, so his value and his self-esteem is not in his car. He actually prides himself when Bill pulls into the parking lot. People go, "Bill, is that your car?" And he goes, "Yeah, man, the thing has 210,000 miles. I just love it. It's comfortable. I can depend on it. I wouldn't be afraid to jump in a car and go to California in this thing." And they know he's a multi-multi-millionaire. And then I have other friends who come in and go, "Man, I wouldn't want to pull up to that party and valet parking in this car because people would think I have no money." People with money do not try to impress people without money. Come on, that ought to be a t-shirt. People with money don't try to impress people without money. In fact, most of the people, even look at it on Instagram, the people who look like they're business people with a briefcase, they usually work for the guy who comes in jeans and a t-shirt. Because the guy with jeans and a t-shirt says, "I don't have to have a suitcase. I don't have to dress up today because I'm not playing businessman. I am a businessman." See what I'm saying? So technically, the thing that you're embarrassed of right now could actually make other people realize that you might not be a materialistic person who is totally full of himself. And not to say that people that drive nice cars are. I'm just saying you don't have to be like, it's almost like being name droppers. I have no value unless you know I know so-and-so. No, you are so-and-so, right? All right. And last but not least, cars are bad investments. We talk about that in Solving Your Money Problems. You need to go there today to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com and get the whole system. I talk about the difference between leasing and buying. In fact, just today, a friend of mine bought a car for about $30,000 less than it was bought for a year and a half ago. Come on. That's a recipe for being broke, man. When you go pay retail, you want to be on the wholesale side of things, right? So making smart decisions for 1 year is going to give you forward momentum. Making smart decisions for 2 years is going to give you really good momentum. Let's go for five. 5 years from now, you'll have to introduce yourself to yourself because you will have so radically changed the way you spend money, the way you become the CFO of your life, that even if your household income did not go up, your passive income through other alternate means, whether that's just not losing 14%, on a credit card, would go up. You could probably buy an SUV with the money that you lost doing stupid stuff, buying things that you didn't need to impress people that you don't even like, and you couldn't afford it anyway. This is where people get themselves with no financial margin, all right? So stop throwing your future under the bridge for immediate gratification, all right? So the definition of I can't afford it, you know, I can afford it. The definition of I can't afford it oftentimes is I financed it. That's really not where you want to go. I want you to get out of debt. The Bible said, Oh no man, nothing but to love him. So many times people are actually wasting their financial future by charging their meals. They're going to eat out every day, $30 a day at Chick-fil-A. Okay, $30 a day. Do the math on that. At the end of the month, man, you could have paid a car payment. All right. But we also think in an entitlement mentality in America where I'm entitled to that. I deserve that. I don't have time to make lunch. I don't have time. You don't have time not to meal plan. It's going to make your health better. It's going to make your financial future better, right? Just because you have a credit card that can pay for it doesn't mean you can't afford it, right? So I want you to process that today. I want you to even start thinking today, someday you're going to pay cash for a car. Can you imagine that? I can. I've paid cash for cars and given them to people. I've paid cash for a house and given it to people two different times. So I want you to change the way you think so you can change the way you live. Solving your money problems is the reason I wrote the book, because a lot of people had money problems. And the name on the box says Secrets to Escaping the Debt Cycle and Living the Life of Your Dreams. I want you to live the life of your dreams. And one of the ways that you're going to do it is you're going to get a hold of this information, because information gives you power. The whole set can be yours. You can have the DVDs and the CDs and the pop socket and the book and everything. The whole system. For only $40, that's nothing. That's just not going to Starbucks for a couple of days. And then you invest in your mindset. And then if you change the way you think, you change the way you live. So all that can be yours. Just go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. Get it today. Hey, last but not least, I want you to do me a favor. If you enjoyed the content today, would you just take a moment and go down to the bottom and write a review? Just tell me what you're thinking. I read those reviews and I love it. And it really helps us help more people when you write the reviews, when you rate it, and when you follow the podcast. All right. I love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.